I had proposed over 2 years ago that this charge be reviewed downwards so that people who want to build the houses and have difficulty in obtaining mortgages would not be levied with such a large development charge. I have got an undertaking from the council planners in the last number of days that this will now be reviewed. A draft document will be sent out for public consultation and the public will have an opportunity to send in submissions. And I would be urging the public to send submissions in when this becomes available and to advise the council of their views. And I would be particularly saying that persons from Donegal who wish to build houses in Donegal for themselves and their families should have a reduction in development charges. It now lies with the public and the public should act upon this and ensure that the development charge issue is lowered for once and for all.
Development charges as it relates to the building of estates or commercial premises and indeed wind farms, are they all up for discussion as well?
The strange factor about it is many counties across our nation charge for people who develop and build wind turbines and wind farms. A strange anomaly has arisen in Donegal whereby we have the largest number of wind turbines in the in our county across of any county in the country. But strangely, we are not charging a development charge against the construction of these wind turbines. So I was suggesting and would be suggesting that we levy a development charge on every megawatt of energy that is going to be created from these turbines. And in turn, that gives us scope to be in a position to lower the development charge for persons who wish to build their own family homes. Now, just to be clear on this matter, the actual time frame for this will be post the next council meeting, which will be in October. The public consultation document will be published. The public will have a number of weeks then to send in a submission. It will then come back to the councillors across Donegal. And I would urge people to make submissions and to speak to their local councillors to ensure that the development charges in Donegal is reduced for people wishing to build their own home. And furthermore, that the issue of wind turbines, that we follow suit from every other county almost in the country and do put a rate or a contribution payment onto wind turbines, which I believe would not deter wind turbines being built, but it would bring an economic gain to our county.